It's Mark and Jess, and we're joined on the phone by voice of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, Dave Thomas, who is in Winnipeg. And when I sent you a text this morning, Dave, asking how you were, you said, "Well, I'm in Winnipeg, LOL." Classic.
Some habits just die hard, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, like I said, you are in Winnipeg. You flew out with the team, and I mean, you're around the team a lot. So, how's the vibe right now around the team leading up to Grey Cup on Sunday?
I think they're getting a little anxious because they just want to get down to business and play football, right? There's been a whole bunch of things that they've kind of had to do since we've arrived here in Winnipeg with media responsibilities and photo shoots and, you know, all kinds of other things that they've had to do outside of the game. Today, they actually get a chance to get out and practice. So I think that's going to settle everybody down so that they can start working ahead and thinking about what Sunday is going to look like.
Yeah, they're not that's not what they like. They don't like the media stuff, the photo shoots, that kind of thing. They just want to get out on the football field and, you know, smash into some guys, throw some balls around, that kind of thing.
Exactly. They want this to be a normal week, and it's probably the most abnormal circumstance you can have, right? Because you think about it, like, they have to figure out where they're going to eat. And with everybody in this city right now, it's hard to find a spot to eat.
So
you've got to come up logistically with what you're going to do with that. And then, of course, these are all family men's, right? So, okay, what are my wife and kids doing? So that's all going to be done now. Now they can just focus on football.
And that's something that they couldn't really have planned for because they weren't confirmed to be there until last week. So,
no, exactly, right? And it's funny because talking with Luke Mullender, he was saying, you know, what we'd used to do is that there'd be one veteran on the team that was really, really smart, and they'd make a reservation for like 20 people each and every night so that the team would have somewhere to go and eat, just because you never really think about it until all of a sudden you're here and like, oh yeah, I guess I should eat.
Very smart veteran, likely wasn't Luke Mullender. Carry on, Jess.
So, Dave, being around the team, are they putting much thought into the fact that it is in Winnipeg? Because I know the Rider fans are like, oh, it would be awesome if we could win it there.
Well, you know what? It's kind of funny because that's one of the things that's been in their face since they arrived, is that the Winnipeg media and folks around Winnipeg are trying to really rally against the Riders, if you can believe that. You know, they don't want the stadium to cheer for the Riders. They want people to start loving the Montreal Alouettes. So, like, there's a big campaign, like, going on right here trying to recruit fans for the Alouettes.
That's not going to happen. I mean, Rider fans travel the best out of every team in the league, and they're going to travel well to Grey Cup. So I don't think the media and people in Winnipeg are going to get what they want. That's for sure.
No, and from the number of people that I've heard that are coming and that are asking me if I got an inside for getting them some tickets, I would assume that it's going to be a pretty green and white stadium on Sunday.
Dave Thomas, voice of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, on the phone with us. So, I mean, you were talking like it's tough to find a place to eat, this and that. It's probably busy in the city. Have you seen lots of Rider fans already there?
Yeah, absolutely. There was actually, it was interesting right when the team landed. So we left and there was the big send-off at Mosaic Stadium. And when the team landed, there was a group of minor football players that were there to welcome us, but then there was a whole stack of green and white fans that were there too. So it was pretty neat at the airport when we walked in.
Oh, Very cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So now you're leading up to Sunday. What kind of goes on each day as we get closer to that game?
Well, there's various things that happen each and every day. So, for example, today is what they call media day. So it's not nearly as intense as what they do in the NFL for Super Bowl, but all the players come out and you can go and you can ask them anything that you want, and who knows what you're going to get, right? In the NFL, sometimes you see reporters show up in wedding gowns. So I don't know if it'll be that way here in Winnipeg because it's cold, but you never know.
You don't have your wedding gown packed and pressed and ready to go?
No. Okay. I had to go back to my prom dress, actually. So, you know, the wedding gown wouldn't fit. No. There's a whole different story there, isn't there? But so we do that today, and then there's an assembly tonight where all the award winners fly into Winnipeg. As again, one of the bonuses, I guess, for being a finalist for an award is that you get to come to Winnipeg. And then tomorrow they'll hand out the awards after practices are done, and then we get into Friday where it's a little bit more focused on the football teams and what they're doing for their final preparation. Saturday, we've got a walkthrough, and then Sunday, it's a game with a whole bunch of events that are happening everywhere else around it.
Let's talk about predictions for the game on Sunday. I mean, you're the voice of the Riders, so I think we probably know which way you're going to go, but what are your predictions for the game?
It's going to be, I think that the Riders could walk away with this one.
Yeah.
Because they absolutely dominated Montreal when we were there back in the summer. And then when Montreal came to town, it wasn't our night. We didn't play a very good football game. And we don't know what the quarterback of the Montreal Alouettes, his health situation is going to be. Davis Alexander hurt his hamstring again last week. So I think it'll be quite interesting. And I think it'll be a fun one for Rider fans.
Do you think it'll be close or a blowout? What do you think in that way?
You know what? I don't know that it's actually going to be close. Now, I could be entirely wrong, and I wouldn't bet the farm on this or my wedding dress. But I'm just saying that it's going to. I think it could be a blowout.
Okay. So, have you been to the field to see the logo in the end zone?
The Rider logo.
They were painting it yesterday,
yeah.
As a matter of fact.
How cool is that?
The reason I bring it up is because I saw Josh Shaw, who works with the Riders. He's the field guy, and he posted a video of it that's gotten a lot of reaction on Twitter, and it's got to be awesome seeing that in there.
Well, and that was the one thing. It was yesterday. So what was kind of funny was that, you know, you always wonder, okay, is somebody going to mess with the team or not? So the Montreal Alouettes had a little bit of a run-through on the field yesterday. The Riders couldn't, but it was because they were painting their logo. So I think they're kind of okay with that. Mm.
So, final thing. As an announcer, do you think of, you know, something to say when, I'm not going to say if, but when the Riders win? Being that, you know, it's a sound clip that will likely be heard for years and years. So, is there something that you're thinking about already? Is there going to be something you are, you know, you're going to think of as the week goes on?
Well, I don't want to give you the insider secret.
Okay. Yeah.
But most announcers do have something they say. So, when the game ended back on Saturday at Mosaic Stadium, the whole "Hold on, Winnipeg, Rider Nation's on the way." That was scripted out and ready to go for when we won. And yeah, that's there will be something ready for this weekend too.
Okay, so it will be ready. So do you have some of it prepared already, or you're working on it?
Well, it's not like a poem, just a couple of lines. So yeah, I've got it in my head, and I constantly tweak and perfect it, and we'll have it written down. Yes,
I can't wait to hear it.
I know, me too. Okay, Dave, we appreciate it, man. You enjoy the rest of the week, and have fun on the call on Sunday. You and Luke Mullender on CKRM, 5 o'clock game time. Go Riders.
Go Riders.